You've heard of Formula One racing. We report this morning on Formula E. That's a name for a race entirely featuring electric cars. The first ever Formula E race took place over the weekend in Beijing. A total of 10 cities will host such races between now and June. The racing circuit is meant to encourage you to buy an electric car. NPR's Anthony Kuhn was at the track in Beijing.
On Saturday, 10 teams with two drivers each competed on a narrow track set up around Beijing's iconic Olympic Stadium, which folks here call the Bird's Nest. Clearly, these cars are not your daddy's Prius. The all-electric Formula E race cars are low to the ground, somewhere between a Formula One and an Indy car. They can go from 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds and reach top speeds of over 150 miles per hour. Mechanics are swapping tires in the pit stop of the Amlin Aguri team. Driver Catherine Legg is a Briton who has settled in Indianapolis and raced twice in the Indy 500. She explains that the Formula E car batteries only put out 28 kilowatt hours, so she has to use two cars to finish the race, and she has to conserve energy while going as fast as she can.
You've got lots of dials and switches and knobs and things to turn on the wheel and paddles to pull, and so you have to be patient and also forward-thinking as a driver as well to try and manage the amount of allotted energy that we have.
So tell me what this means for you. I mean, why would a gas car racer, want to get into this Formula E business?
I think it is the future. There is more and more interest in electric technology. And to be in at the beginning, where we're showcasing what is possible with electric vehicles, I think it's very important.
Jim Wright handles commercial affairs for the Monaco-based Venturi team. He says Formula E is targeting a new demographic.
What we're trying to show to the world is electric vehicles can be fast, they can be sexy, they can be cool. And we want the next generation, I guess guys who are in their teens now, teenagers, their first car that they buy, we want that to be an electric vehicle.
It's no coincidence, Wright adds, that Formula E's first leg is being held in China. It's the world's biggest market for automobiles, and its government sees electric cars as part of the solution to the country's severe pollution problem. But Professor Song Jian of Tsinghua University's Automotive Engineering Department in Beijing says gas is still cheap enough in China that motorists don't have to think much about conserving it. And until battery technology is more commercially viable, he predicts, even the most progressive government policies won't get people buying electric cars. He says Formula E may help young people understand the technology, but he says it may not do much to boost sales. After all, race cars are a far cry from what ordinary consumers buy. Sure, he adds, you've got Formula One racing, but how many young people go out and buy Formula One cars? There were a couple of crashes on race day, but no serious injuries. Team Audi took first place. In the coming months, the race will go on to cities including London, Buenos Aires, and Miami. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.